Have you ever wondered about investing and what to do with your money, how to manage your money? Is somebody that you're talking to speaking with forked tongue? How do you know you can trust somebody? In this day and age, you have to know how to be able to read the fine print yourself, because there's fine print everywhere. And if you don't know how to read the fine print, you're a loser. Now,
easy.
What? Okay, join the club. I'm just saying, a lot of people take things for granted and just think, yeah. Oh, you know,
everything's right.
Hey, if you just sign here, and I just want to preface our conversation with our next guest. I went to a trade show to view some equipment a couple of weeks ago in Orlando, Florida, and I was looking at the print quality of a big printer. And the guy said, oh, well, you know, we can smooth that out when we get it on your floor. And I'm like, well, it's on this floor right now. Why don't you smooth it out now? Well, you know, and it's just like epic fail. You know, so I walked away. You know, why do you want to spend money on something that's not what you think that it is? Joining us on the phone is Kay Short, and she is with the West Texas chapter of Better Investing. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for asking me to talk about one of my favorite topics.
Well, now, the club is actually, well.
Tell us about your club.
Yeah, back up. Tell us the history of the thing.
All right, let's back way up about two levels. I'm a member of Better Investing, and Better Investing is a national nonprofit organization that believes that anybody can become a successful long-term investor. And that's one of our keys long term. And I'm also a member of the West Texas chapter, which happens to be based in Lubbock. And through that organization, I work to further the Better Investing principles, which are simply to educate people about learning investing principles, how to analyze a company, that sort of thing. We are not brokers. We do not sell anything. Our principle is just to educate.
Okay, let me back up just for a second here. You said you were based out of Lubbock. I think you had Lubbock on the brain. Your chapter is actually based out of Amarillo, yes?
No, I live in Amarillo, but I work with the chapter in Lubbock.
Okay, I was confused. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. It's early.
Okay, so tell us more.
Okay, we do several things to help further the educational purpose. We do meet the first Saturday of each month, except July and December. We have four basic principles that I'd like to share with you, and that is to invest regularly, to reinvest all your earnings and dividends, to buy growth stocks and equity mutual funds if you happen to be put into a situation where you need to do that, and also to diversify your investments. And those are just real basic principles. And we don't, you know, we never try to time the market. We don't, we just buy for the long term. We buy good quality companies and then hold them for the long term until they don't meet our needs. And by we, I mean members of Better Investing.
So you guys don't necessarily endorse a particular company or stock or anything like that, but you guys have, or I guess, teaching the principles of how to evaluate those and how different kinds of funds perform and how different stocks perform?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We do not recommend stocks. We do use stocks when we teach a class so that people can see our principles in action and see things that we want to point out. But we do not endorse any stocks. In fact, one of the primary things we must do with every class that we teach is to say we do not recommend any stocks that are used in this presentation. They're for educational purposes only. So we really are just about education.
Interesting.
Is there a charge for these classes if someone wanted to come and attend a class?
Well, it depends. Some classes are free of charge. Some classes have a small fee attached, and that's how we earn a little bit of money to, you know, further the principles and the activities of our chapter because we are a nonprofit.
Well, it wouldn't be directionally correct if they weren't feeding the pig, Laura. You know?
Well, you know, you can't operate in a vacuum.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're meeting is scheduled the first Saturday of June, and mm-hmm. where is that going to be?
It's at the Carillon Life Center on 16th Street, and I'm sorry I don't have that full address right now. But
everybody knows where Carillon's at.
Okay, everybody in Lubbock does. Here's the great thing about it. Because we cover such a large area, we also put our classes and our meetings out via GoToMeeting. And there's absolutely no charge to attend a meeting, and anybody that's just remotely interested in learning about investing is welcome to attend. And, again, you can attend online or, you know, in person, so you can meet the folks involved.
Okay. Our producer, Ronnie Lee Valls, has given the address of Carillon Living Center, Caprock Room, 4002 16th Street, right
that's
here in
correct.
Lubbock. So that's going to be on Saturday the 7th.
That would be Saturday the 7th of June. The chapter meeting starts at 9:30. We take a small break for lunch, and then our model club, which is a real working club, starts at 12. And what we do with a model club is exactly what it sounds like. We invest real money, and we talk about why we, you know, feel like this is a good company or that's not a good company or whatever. We just try to model the principles that Better Investing teaches. And by we, I mean members of the chapter. You must be a member of the chapter to be a member of the model club.
Okay, so what do you have to do to sign me up?
Well, you need to attend a couple of meetings of the chapter.
You're not. There's no hazing process or anything like that, is there?
Well, we'll try not to, no.
No. I'm just saying. You know.
No.
Only if I'm there, too, then I might haze you a little bit.
Okay.
No, I'm not responsible for that part.
This is all very interesting and pertinent information for people who are wanting to become better investors.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Kay, we're almost out of time, so go ahead and give us your final thought.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about our Investors Education Fair, which is going to be April the 18th of 2015. And our topic is going to be, or our focus is going to be, retirement planning, because we believe it's never too late to start thinking about and managing those retirement funds,
okay,
especially for young people today. So,
all right, Kay, thanks for joining us.